What's your first name?
Michael.
Michael, you pay attention to politics?
Somewhat, yes.
Yeah, you excited about the election?
No.
Do you like either candidate that we're left with?
No.
Did you like Bernie?
Not really, no.
He wasn't your thing either. Will you just sit it out then in November, or will you vote for somebody? The lesser of two evils, as they say.
I don't know if there's a lesser of two evils.
You don't like Hillary any better than Trump?
No, one's a clown, one's a crook.
Yeah. What bothers you about Trump?
I don't think he really wants to be in the election. As
you think, you hear people say that he doesn't really even want to be president.
He tries everything possible to get out of being president.
You think he's gotten in deeper than he anticipated?
Yep, I think he thought his comments back at last August was going to knock him out of the election, but it backfired.
If you could vote for a Paul Ryan or a John Kasich over Hillary, would you do it?
Yes.
You would? Mm-hmm. Now, what is it about Hillary? Is it a Clinton thing? You didn't like Bill either? What's the deal?
I think she's pretty much manipulated everything to get herself to work.
You really feel like she's dishonest.
Yep.
Seems like she has experience.
Well, whichever way the wind's blowing, that's the way it goes.
How about you? How have you weathered since 2008, that big recession hit? Did that impact your life?
I was unemployed for a little bit.
For a while, but now you're working again. Do you feel like things are getting better?
I think they're stable. I don't know if they're getting better.
Will you miss Obama in any way?
No.
You haven't liked him either?
No. I mean, he's done a lot of things that hurt the country, I think.
Can you name one or two of them?
His trade policies and stuff like that, and most of his foreign policy, not very good. But
are you optimistic about the future of the United States, honestly?
Yep.
How do you stay that way? You seem like you painted a dire picture, but still you're optimistic.
It's the best thing we got going, and it always seems to work itself out.
Work out of You love America?
Yep.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners, man?
Just hopefully it works out in the end.
Thanks for your time, man. Here's my card. My show airs Thursday at 6. I hope you can listen.
Okay.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days.
Here's Aretha.
Since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day. Since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant. But nothing can take away the blues. Nothing compares to you. Said Aretha, girl, you better have fun. Ooh, nothing can pass, nothing can pass to you. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Aretha from 2014, singing the great diva classics.
All the flowers that you sent me.
Prince.
They all died when you went away. I know it's hard loving with me, but I'm willing to try. Yeah. Nothing can pass, nothing can pass for you.
Summer in Jersey City. Clay Pigeon with you. Dusty
nothing
Show.
Nothing compares to you.
First name is Ian.
Ian?
Yeah, Ian.
You don't care much for politics, you said.
I don't care for electoral politics. I'm not going to vote in the election. I will be going to the protest at the DNC in Philly, though. So.
You can't vote for Hillary, though.
No, I can't vote for Hillary.
Yeah, even in the face of Trump.
Yeah, I would not.
One's not better than the other?
I wouldn't quite say that, but I think Hillary is certainly not someone that I would put my name behind.
What about Bernie?
Not super enthused on him, but definitely would rather see
you're,
that.
You're hardcore, man, if Bernie isn't.
So.
Who would you like? If you could place someone in there, who would it be?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Literally nobody.
You like that Occupy leaderless type of government?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But that didn't seem to work out too well for them.
Well, the police cracked their heads in, so that happened. Yeah.
You're right about that. Yeah. I followed it all along. They didn't allow the media in at Zuccotti Park. It was a bad scene.
Yeah.
But do you think Occupy was an important movement?
I think we wouldn't have Bernie if it wasn't for Occupy.
I think you might be right.
Yeah.
So. Are you hopeful about the future of the United States, honestly?
Not really, no.
Some people in this election say, I might just vote for Trump. Just let it all burn to the ground and see what happens. That seems reckless to me, but does that appeal to you in a way? You seem like you might be a little more of an anarchist than I am.
I think that puts a lot of people of color and a lot of people who are disadvantaged at risk. It's fun to say that, but I think the reality is that puts a lot of people in harm's way, you know?
What's your shirt? I can't read it. Is it industrial music or what?
Yeah.
Who are your favorites? You got the bolts in your ears and the nose thing there?
I'm a DJ. I mean,
what do you spin? What's your favorite stuff?
Industrial techno, that kind of stuff, so.
Did it start with Trent Reznor? Or what?
We all can probably trace it back to that.
Worship at the well of Nine Inch Nails there?
Yeah.
Who's happening today? Who do we need to listen to? Who's really great?
I'm really into these guys Spectre right now and this guy Chicago Loop. So
I'll look it up online, see if I can play some.
Yeah.
Thanks, man, for your time. Here's my card, Thursday night at 6. Hope you can listen.
Thanks, man.
This is Chicago Loops by suggestion from that interview subject. The song Silverback from 2015, the Renaissance label. Silverback, Chicago Loops. Checking in on the Accu playlist. A few Accu friends on there. Kind of quiet. That's all right. I never did Ecstasy with the Siloam stick. I like the music. I like how it kicks in. Must sound great on that big PA when you're dancing around. Should we dance? Come on, you guys. Let's dance. I won't clap. Maybe just a little clap. Stretch. I hope you're dancing. You should see me. New Jack Swing. How are your politics treating you?
Clinton's message is old and tired. Her message is that things can't change. My message is that things have to change, and that this is our one chance, and maybe our only chance, to do that change. And to, if we don't do it now, folks, I don't know that we'll ever, ever have another chance. We have to have change, but real change, not Obama change.
I struggled with wind issues. this interview.
What's your first name?
Nick.
Nick, do you pay attention to politics?
A little bit, yeah.
Now, I saw your suit. I thought, well, maybe he's a conservative, but you can never tell these days. Who do you like? Do you like either Trump or Hillary?
I'm actually a Hillary supporter.
Did you like Bernie?
Yeah, he was all right.
They say she's dishonest. Does that bother you? They tried to paint her as a liar and deceitful. You think that's...
Well, they're definitely trying to paint her that way. I think the email scandal is something that could have happened to anyone, and they really found no proof of any harm coming from it. They talk about Benghazi, but I remember that she was the Secretary of State when Bin Laden was captured. Overall, when you weigh the positives and the negatives and all her experience, to me, she's the candidate for me.
Do you think it's over for Trump?
I've thought that plenty of times in the past.
Does she scare you?
Yes, he does.
What scares you most about Trump? What do you envision in a Trump presidency?
Oh, it's all about the Muslim ban. I think if I had to rank any human being on the planet who I would pick for president, I think at the bottom would be anyone who wants to ban an entire religion from entering this country, and then you go up from there. That's really scary to me.
Little change of subject. Did it bother you to see the Senate do absolutely nothing about guns yesterday?
Yes, it did.
Will we ever make any changes?
And I hope so, because this does seem to be a little bit more progress. Republicans were at least talking about gun control now. I just think there should be a way when 80% of the public wants some type of gun control. Can we maybe have a vote instead of the Senate voting? Can we have the people vote? Like I said before, it looks like there was at least some progress this time. So maybe one day there'll be something.
Are you optimistic about the future of the United States?
Yes, I always am. It's always a country where if you work hard and work smart, you can better yourself at least in some way. And there's many countries where that's not the case.
Still love the country?
Of course, I still love the country.
And what's your message, your summertime message to everyone listening out there? A message of peace and love, I like to say.
Enjoy the good times. As many bad things as we have gone on recently, there's been many great things. And we got a nice sunny day in New York City. It's been a nice day to enjoy the sun, enjoy the parks.
I appreciate your time. Very thoughtful remarks. Here's my card. I hope you can listen Thursday at 6.
Perfect. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Number nine.
Watusi, the twist,
Eldorado.
Take this, brother. May it serve you well.
Maybe it's not
what?
Oh. Maybe even then, exposure is something that's safe. Become naked.
We all know the tools Donald Trump brings to the table: bragging, mocking, composing nasty tweets. I'm willing to bet he's writing a few right now.
Did it make you shy to be on the radio?
A little bit.
Are you from Russia?
I'm from Ukraine, Odessa.
From Ukraine. What's the situation there? You know how America is with news cycles. We heard all about it for a while, and now we hear nothing. Is the struggle still ongoing in Ukraine?
There's struggles all over, because Putin tried to take over, but he only took over a piece of it back. You know what I'm saying? And I don't agree with that. But I came here from Ukraine in 1990.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
But it must be hard for you to see the news then.
Yeah, because even like my friend, he's from Russia and I'm from Ukraine. And even he says that Putin is a piece of shit. I'm sorry.
They tell us that Putin is very popular among Russians.
He is only popular because of the KGB, like my friend says. If you go against him, they will come and try to do something to you.
So like North Korea, everybody loves him because they're afraid to say...
Yes, it's only fear.
Do you think the United States is heading in that direction?
The Illuminati is, how do you call it, controlling the government. All the government is a puppet. Here, there, anywhere.
You think we're a puppet government in the U.S.?
Yes.
What about Donald Trump? Do you have thoughts on him?
He's a big liar. He says he wants to keep work here in America. He's not keeping. He has his clothing done in India and China.
I know. His Make America Great
there
Again hats
so
are made in China.
Like they're all bullshit.
What about Hillary, the Clintons?
The Clintons, they're puppets. I wanted to vote for Ron Paul last year, won the last election. Everybody knew he's not going to get elected, so there's nobody to vote for this year.
Hillary's a Wall Street puppet?
By the Illuminati once again, you know?
The Illuminati,
yeah,
you say.
There you go.
Like an oligarchy, a plutocracy of rich families?
Yes, there you go. It's the 1%.
Is it inevitable that just keeps going, or can we change things?
The only way to change things, I don't agree with it, but is to kill them out or...
Revolution.
Revolution, there you go.
Have you liked Obama in hindsight? Has he been okay?
All of them are puppets, so it doesn't matter what they do.
Do you like the United States? You're
yeah,
living
I do.
Here. Is it just for opportunity?
Do you know what was funny? When I did came in 1990, there was a lot of opportunity here. But now look, all the Mexicans are running back. There's nothing here no more. They take all the jobs and bring it to other countries. So what do they expect?
Do you like the United States?
I do, because you still got the freedom to say what you want.
Like right now?
Like right now, there you go.
What's your message to the people of the United States?
Just open up your eyes. That's all I got to say. Open your eyes and you'll see the truth.
Thanks for your time, man. You got my card,
right? All right, yeah.
6 o'clock Thursday. Hope you can
all
listen.
Right. All right.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
All right, all the best to you.
Now that's the prettiest sound you'll ever hear. It's just like heavenly music to my ears.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Man, I get such a boot when I hear Rudy Toot Toot. Reaching for a gun and going bang, bang. I come alive each time a 45 begins to bang, bang. In gangster movies, I love that scene. The nice guy's nice and the mean guy's mean. The boss is maul, always steps between. Quick draws, applause. My kind of prank is walking in a bank and going bang, bang. The ricochet of bullets play a melody. Like Shotgun Sid and the Roscoe Kid, I'll be out to make history. Cause no one I know gets such a glow out of bang, bang. Like me. Joe and Machine Gun Moe is the way I'm aiming to be.
'cause I'm not afraid to stage me a raid on some hangout. My gun will hum while I'm blasting some rival gang out.
What's your name?
My name is Tony Goichman.
Tony Goichman.
G-O-I-C-H.
You were excited to be asked to be interviewed.
I'm very enthusiastic about vinyl and about my business in general.
You have a bunch of vinyl out here, a bunch of albums in Union Square Park for sale in crates.
Books.
Vintage postcards. And you said baseball cards are one of your favorite things.
I don't sell baseball cards currently. I was in the business for about 15 years in Long Island.
What's the most rare card you ever owned?
I had a Honus Wagner? No, I had a Nam Intimate Mickey Mantle 56 Tops, but the condition was great. I owned a Babe Ruth autograph ball at one point.
Did you sell these items?
Yeah, no, I
made money. What did you get for them?
For the Mantle card, I paid for, this was during the recession about 6 years ago. I was actually managing a store in Long Island called...
Did you have to sell it because the recession hit you?
Not at all. It was my business. So I paid $400 and I sold it for $800 in 2 days.
Nice turnaround.
Yeah. But what the records are, the new baseball cards, in the sense that to some, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
With the vinyl.
Yes, with vinyl.
We've really seen it surge here in the past couple of years.
It has. In fact, there are records that I sell, but I just sold 3 records for $100, heavy metal. I have a sealed Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction. I have $100 on it, and I have the concert for Bangladesh from George Harrison and Bob Dylan. That's right about 100 as well. I had Electric Ladyland with Jimi Hendrix with the topless ladies on it. It was a UK version. Let me ask you, obviously you know your vinyl. What would AC/DC go for, Back in Black?
I don't know. You mean a sealed new copy?
Not sealed.
I would guess not
30,
all that much.
30. Well, yeah, I got a fair price.
Now, I want to switch real quickly, and then I'll let you go. What about politics? Do you pay attention? Will you vote this fall?
I'm obsessed with politics, but I'm kind of, I hope I'm not disappointed. Well, I've been a libertarian, and I've never really voted. Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump made points to me that, it's real, and we'll see what happens. I'm actually
now that Bernie's. I'm a Trump guy.
I've always liked Trump, actually.
What do you like about Trump?
Well, what I liked about him, somebody speaks his mind. He was able to put his own money, and he talked about at one time. Listen to every interview with Donald Trump. He said he would audit the Federal Reserve if he got elected. He said it once. I don't know if he's the kind of person if he actually follows through with these. Now, he is a populist, and he's an American, American first guy. That's what he's representing. He doesn't seem the kind of character's personality to run for president just to be president. He's an egomaniac, a narcissist. So he's planning on really doing big things. But Hillary's going to probably wipe the floor to him if she has the brown game, and that's a big deal. So
He's not very organized. It's kind of surprising.
He has to readjust. And one thing about Trump is he will readjust. He will adapt. It's going to be the most incredible presidential race in my lifetime.
Some people say they're organizing to throw him out at the convention. Would that anger you?
I don't think that's going to happen, but you never know. He wears a bulletproof vest and carries 2 guns. The thing is, I'm a kind of person that thinks, one world government, eugenics. It's proven out this stuff is going on in the world. And he met with Henry Kissinger, who's one of the people who are one of the biggest proponents of this one world government stuff. And he didn't say one word. Maybe it's a secret, but I don't know. Did he stand up for rights of America? Or is he just like, did he make a deal with him to get elected? Who's showing up his own self-interest? I think that's possible. People let me down in general, and politicians will always let you down. I've always admired Donald Trump since I was a little kid.
Guns? What do we do?
If you take away the right to carry a gun in this country, we will be enslaved as a country. There's no doubt about it. Nazi Germany and Cuba, any other country in Korea, when they take away your guns, they take away your freedoms and they take away your lives. These mass gun shootings, come on. The way the media talks about it, they talk about the shootings in the cities, they talk about the 51% of people commit suicide alone Never talk about the media. You know why? Because they're not allowed to. The CIA puts stories out there, conspiracy, all this stuff. I know it. It's brainwashing. I separate myself from it.
Are you hopeful for the future of the United States?
Good question. You know what I'm saying? Not really, but I hope so. I like Donald Trump. My friend likes Donald Trump. Let's hope he's not, you know, listen, we're in this alone and alone. We gotta think for ourselves. Learn how to not be brainwashed. And think for yourself is the most important thing to do.
I appreciate your time, man.
Pleasure. Yeah, I hope to hear this on the radio.
Oh, you will, you will. Here's Axl Rose with AC/DC. Kind of a boot, I guess. Prague, 2016. Axl DC. He's singing great again, you guys. Listen to him. Coming out of the woodwork to help AC/DC. Brian Johnson had somebody in troubles. Malcolm Young can't play anymore. Phil Rudd in trouble with the law. It's just Angus and Axl. Bad, 50 years old. What's your first name?
Demetrius.
Demetrius, you got the coolest gold high tops with bling on them and a gold hat there.
I do.
What's your story? What makes you so stylish?
I'm a window dresser.
Are you? That's your profession?
To be chic, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, how long have you been doing that? That's a good job here in New York.
Like 30 years now. So it's been a while, yeah.
Is it hard to... Are there always new kids coming up, I'm sure?
There are, yes, there are. We constantly have new people coming in.
Yeah, I have a friend who did that for many years who's now a palliative care director at a hospital. He said, I can't do it anymore.
It's a smart move.
Well, speaking of smart moves, who should we elect as our next president?
I'm going to go with Hillary.
You're not settling for her?
I'm not settling. No, I like her. I'm happy with her. I think she'd do a good job.
Do people come back at you and say, oh, she's dishonest, she's a liar, I don't trust her? That seems to be the...
that stuff. I think all politicians are a little cloudy, but she seems direct to me.
What do you think about Trump? Or do you think he's just silly, or is he actually dangerous?
I think he's silly, but I think he would be dangerous if elected. And he's certainly made a lot of, got some support.
Did you give Bernie a chance?
I like Bernie a lot, yeah. Between the two Democrats, I thought they were both good choices. I'd have been happy either way.
Do you think they might throw Trump out at the convention?
You would hope, but I don't know who they'd come up with then.
Somebody like Paul Ryan or John Kasich?
You know, it's a tough call because he certainly has people behind him. But I think
you're make a lot of Trump fans mad, too.
Yeah, it's hard to be respectable and have that fellow in the lead, I think.
What about guns? We saw what happened in Orlando. We like to see them take some action on it, but it just doesn't seem to happen. Well, what do we need to do?
I don't have a good answer for that. Something's got to change. I feel like it's been misinterpreted from the initial idea that people could bear arms. I think the whole idea that everybody should have arms is a bad idea. I'd prefer nobody did.
Are you still optimistic about the future of the United States?
I'm optimistic, yeah. I hear people say, oh, I'll leave the country, I'll move away. But I think it's a good country. I think we have a good thing going here. I have faith in the younger people. There's change in the air. I see a lot of good things happening.
What about summer plan? You got a big vacation lined up?
Well, I'm going to Minneapolis for a week to the Boundary Waters. We go up and it's off the grid.
Way up there.
There's nothing.
Land of 10,000 lakes.
There's nothing but land. Yeah, it's great.
Up there by International Falls, and Bemidji.
Yeah. Oh, I love it, yeah.
That's Bob Dylan country up there.
It is. Yeah, it's going to be nice.
Thanks for your time. Here's my card. I hope you can listen Thursday at 6.
I sure will. Thanks.
I don't want to devote the rest of my life to raising money from people. And, you know, when she raises this money, every time she raises money, she's making deals. They're saying, could I be the ambassador to this? Could I do that? Make sure my business is taken care of. I mean, give me a break. All of the money she's raising, that's blood money. That's blood money. Blood money. Blood money.
Here is Bob Dylan. Hard rain's gonna fall from 63. Free wheel.
Where have you been, my blue-eyed son? And where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles from the mouth of a graveyard. And it's a hard rain's gonna fall. Oh, what did you see, my blue-eyed son? And what did you see, my darling young one? Saw a newborn baby with wild wolves all around it. I saw a highway of diamonds with nobody on it.
Listener, do you like Dylan?
I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping.
I was 40 before I got him.
I saw a room full of men with their hammers a-bleeding. I saw a white ladder all covered with water. I saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. I saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's a hard rain gonna fall.
Mike East likes Dylan. Checking in.
It's a hard rain gonna fall.
Wow, you actually knew me.
That's correct.
He said Dusty. Oh, that's fun. It doesn't happen that often. Are you gonna vote for Hillary?
Absolutely not.
Trump?
No.
Sit it out, or Gary Johnson?
I'm going to wait for some sort of third party. I suppose the Greens might have a candidate.
Does it make no difference to you if Hillary or Trump won? Do you think it doesn't matter?
I think it makes a big difference.
You consciously can't vote for Hillary?
That's correct. I don't want the crimes of the present administration to continue.
What is it about Obama that rubs you wrong? The drones? What is it?
Foreign policy, the foreign aid that goes to various countries, and to see Flint, Michigan go broke. I think he's not really looking out for his constituents.
What about Trump? Do you think he ever thought he'd get this far? He seems really disorganized now.
I honestly never did. And I grew up in Philly, so I know the guy since childhood. I don't know what to make of it, though, really.
We hear talk now like he's made too many mistakes. He's said too many things. He has no money for the campaign.
Oh, I don't believe the media anyway. They're controlled by the establishment. And he's shaking things up, which I kind of like. He brings in some crazy ideas, and anything that shakes things up, I'm a fan of.
Might you vote for him in the 11th hour?
Ooh.
You got that look like, I think you might. You just don't want to say it, do you?
This guy. Well, no, I really don't think so.
Do you like the United States?
I like the idea of the United States. And I love the people. People are great. The consumerism here is really out of control.
It seems like we don't stand up for ourselves. It's so obvious now that Washington has no interest in our concerns, the working people. Mm-hmm. Yet we're very complacent. Not everyone, but... Are we sedated?
We're not hungry enough.
Is that it?
I think so.
I've heard that. Unless people are starving, they won't do anything.
We're hungry for freedom. So yeah, you have enough. You have your toys and bread and circus. And
automatic weapons.
Gotta have those.
What do we do about that? I thought there might be some action after Orlando, but again, it seems like they're letting it slide by.
It's quite remarkable. It's quite remarkable how the NRA can bend the politician's arm to allow these kind of assault rifles in the hands of people who've been on FBI watch lists. Aren't we all being surveilled, and yet this guy can go in and buy an AR-15?
I saw McConnell come out today saying we want to increase police surveillance capabilities.
That'll fix everything, yeah.
How old are you, man?
I'm 44.
Do you still have dreams for the future?
Absolutely.
What would that entail?
I'm certainly enjoying being new here in New York, and I'd like to meet some more of my musical heroes.
Who are your heroes?
Ann Magnusson, certainly one.
How do I know that name? Who's she with?
Bongwater.
Bongwater. Because I knew the name Ann Magnusson. I know Bongwater, but I'm not in that scene deep enough to know. So she's a hero.
Absolutely.
Great. Anybody else?
Hey, can I buy a cigarette from you?
You can roll one. Sure.
Oh. That'd be cool.
Who are you voting for this fall? Will you vote?
I can't vote. I am a felon and I am no longer registered.
Not allowed to vote. Does that bother you? Are you okay? Would you probably not care to vote for Hillary or Trump anyway?
No, I'd rather vote for Bernie, but I guess he's not part of it anymore.
Will you get your rights back in time?
I think I got to wait another year or so.
I won't ask what you did, but you look like a pretty nice fellow. I'm guessing it wasn't that bad.
Well, I stole from a store.
You stole? What'd you take? Was it grand larceny?
No, it was a second-degree commercial burglary. I was drunk off my ass.
Oh, were you? And they didn't take that into account?
Well, they did. I did very little time on it, but it still caught me with a felony.
Yeah, so you saying,
hey... I have possession of an illegal weapons charge out of California.
Now, that's interesting. We were just talking about guns. Do you think things should just stay the same as they are here, or do we need to take action after the incidents in Orlando and the kids in Connecticut?
To be absolutely honest, I don't follow politics or the media. I live outside. And I kind of stay away from that. Half my time I spend out in the middle of nowhere just to stay away from that.
Was the gun just to protect yourself, or did you enjoy it?
You're referring to the illegal weapon I got charged with? It's something called an ASP. It's a collapsible baton. And to be completely honest, the only thing I used it for was opening bottles of wine.
Was there any silver lining to getting caught with what you did? Did it in some way?
There is no silver lining to going to jail.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners all over the world?
Be good to each other.
Are you hopeful for the future?
Well, I hope the future gets better than what it is now.
Do you have a roof over your head?
Nope, I live outside.
What about a kid who maybe they're walking around, they look at you and go, man, that looks like fun, just living free and easy. What don't they know about being homeless?
Well, there's a lot of drugs and alcohol violence involved with it. A lot of people don't realize that part of it.
Well, I wish you all the best, man. You seem like a bright young guy. I think it's still going to work out for you, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. I'm heading up to Vermont tonight, actually.
Are you? Where are you going? Burlington?
I'm not exactly sure where it's at. It's a rainbow gathering. I mean, just a gathering of people out in the woods. We all just, it's a collective consciousness, you know?
Yeah.
I'm part of a kitchen. We cook food for everybody out there. They estimate about 10,000 people this year.
Got some music up there?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Who do you like? Who are you listening to these days?
I listen to generally Scandinavian death metal.
Scandinavian death metal?
Wow. I listen to everything, though.
All right, man. Thanks for your time. Here's my card if you care to listen. Thursday at 6. All right. Nice to talk to you, too, Sean.
You know what occurred to me after hearing Chris Christie? He sounds just like Fabio.
He does? Oh, I can't wait to tell Fabio he sounds like Chris Christie.
As soon as I hear Chris Christie on the TV, I think it's Fabio. They grew up in the same neighborhood.
Well, I'll tell him that. It's nice talking to you. I'm going to go get some more interviews. I wish you all the best.
And you, thank you.
Okay, buddy. I gave you a card, right? Yeah.
No, but I know where to
all right,
tune
man.
In.
Thank you.
Good night.
From C-SPAN.
Now is the time for us to find a way to dramatize it, to make it real. We have to occupy the floor of the House until there's action.
Rise up, Democrats. Rise up, Americans. This cannot stand. We will occupy this floor. We will no longer be denied a right to vote. I yield to our majority whip.
We sit down.
Gentlemen's time has expired. Pursuant to clause
so we can
12
stand.
Parent A of Rule 1, chair declares the House recess till the hour of 12 noon.
This is Opeth from 2014, The Cusp of Eternity from the Communion album on the Roadrunner label. Scando Metal from Opeth on The Dusty Show. Clay Pigeon with you, hearty at 7. I'm on that fifth Klaus Novi Ausgard, Klaus Ovi Nausgard book. My Struggle, Volume 5, Bring It On, Opeth, Scandal Metal, getting excited, TNP about to wind up, baby. Stay with us, FMU. That drummer. And you are Kumar.
Yes.
They told me we have to find Kumar. He is interested in politics.
Yes.
We have an election coming up in November. Are you born in India?
Yes.
But you live in the United States now.
Yes.
And you can vote here.
I'm a naturalized citizen.
Do you have a candidate that you like?
Bernie Sanders is so good right now among three of them. His views are different. People don't trust Hillary. Bill Clinton has a good political background, but people, according to the survey, people don't trust Hillary. On the Trump is trying to unite ethnic American voters, and whatever he's saying against other people, immigrants or
Muslims, Mexicans,
immigrants, like, I don't want to go for any religion, but he's just telling that I will not let immigrants illegal. Whoever comes here should be legalized. Whoever wants to come should come in a right manner, not by crossing border or something. So in future,
that appeals.
So in future,
that appeals.
So in future,
that appeals.
So in future,
that appeal to you.
It's okay if he's trying to bring immigrants legally. That's a good thing.
You came here legally from India.
Yes.
Is it a hard process to get into the United States?
It's not a hard process, but it is a lengthy process. My uncle filed for his brother, which is my father, and it took like 12 to 15 years to come.
Is it expensive?
People have dreamed to come here so they can spend, you know, money. They arrange money with friends, relatives, and they say when we'll go to U.S. and we'll try to earn money and repay back.
It seems like the Mexican people are hardworking.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, they are hardworking.
And I'm sure you sympathize with conditions in their country that would make them want to come here and find opportunity.
Whoever comes here, immigrant, whether Mexican, Asian, or anything, they are not having that great lifestyle compared to U.S. That's why they are coming. If we would be having such a great lifestyle, we won't be coming here.
Do you think Americans sometimes take for granted what we have?
They are used to. They don't realize because they are a prosperous country, so they get more benefits. If you are out of job, you are out of housing, government provides. We don't have this type of facilities in India. You are out of work, nobody helps. Government doesn't support you anything.
You love the United States?
Yes.
What do you love about it most?
The freedom, the prosperity, welcoming all immigrants.
What's your message of peace and love to people in America, people in India, our shows on the internet all around the world?
Message to all human beings, you know, we have to trust humanity. Religion comes after humanity.
We have a lot of Indian people who live in Jersey City where our station is. Can you send a message out to them in your language?
जर्सी सिटी के लोगों, भारतीय लोगों, आपको कुमार का नमस्कार है और अमेरिका से आपको प्यार भरा नमस्कार.
You're going to vote for Trump, aren't you?
Right now, I'm not registered with any of the parties. I just became like, you know, 6 months ago only I became naturalized citizen. I have not selected the party. Best of luck for all the three candidates and we hope a better future for U.S.
Thanks so much for your time. Here's my card.
Thank you.
My show airs Thursday at 6. I hope you can listen.
Thank you. So it will be coming on...
Hold on, I'll shut this up. I never owned this show back in the 90s. They sure were popular, though. Seems like there was a fade from Depeche Mode into Nine Inch Nails, kind of an assuming of the throne, a certain kind of thing. All the pigs all lined up, downward spiral. Trent, Nine Inch. Banjo Lisa says, Clay Pigeon, I love your show, but do you realize you only interviewed men on the interviews you played today? I hope at least you included other ethnicities besides Caucasian. Next week, Lisa, women's show. Binders full of women. He knew how to manipulate that synthetic sound, didn't he? Ten minutes to Hardy. Sinner's Crossroads, Dave the Spaz, nickname Stan, all coming up, baby.
Come this November, We can bring America back bigger and better and stronger than ever before. Our military, which has totally depleted, will have the best technology and the finest equipment. We will bring it back to the way that it must be. Strong, strong, strong.
Yeah.
Are you a Trump supporter?
Absolutely.
What makes you a Trump supporter? I will admit our station has a liberal bent to it.
What station are you with, sir?
WFMU in Jersey City. Here's my card.
Oh, okay.
My show airs Thursday nights at 6.
What
is it about Trump that appeals to you? He rubs a lot of people the wrong way, but he's...
I think, honestly, I paid attention to the few things that he said, also an act that he did, that shows without any doubt that he's for real. I don't know if you watched the debates when, I guess there were about minimum 7-8 people
remaining,
and they were calling them by name one at a time. I think the black guy, what was his name again?
Ben Carson.
Carson, right. They called his name, and he didn't hear, and so he waited in the hallway. And then there were like minimum 4 other people.
It was very awkward, I remember that.
Now, let me make my point, exactly, I understand. For the people, these are supposed to be intelligent politicians, and they're just going to have a debate with one another. They walked by this guy.
Jeb Bush, I remember.
F***ing idiots. So Trump comes in, he waits, he puts his hand around his shoulder. This is a guy that he knocked so badly, but then he showed who he exactly is in that moment.
And that small act spoke to you, just a human.
It should have spoke to anybody that has common sense.
But what about now? Now, you know all the things he said that rub people wrong about Muslims, about Mexicans.
No, that doesn't bother you? They're interpreting what he says in a wrong manner.
Okay.
This is not what he's saying. No, absolutely not. On the other hand, look at what happened in France. France started, mosques, whatever these people are from, and rightly so, because they want to protect the people not to get shot like that. That's insanity. So the other day, the day before yesterday, I was listening to Trump, and he said, you know, if somebody in that club had a gun, which he meant, he rectified what he said later, that if some of the security had a gun on them, one of them would pull out, and the way he described it, you know, was animated, like as usual as he is. He says he would pull out a gun and put a bullet in his forehead, and that would have been a beautiful sight. Absolutely. You have a problem with that?
No, I will.
No, honestly, I want to see your opinion. Do you have a problem with that?
I will say that there was an armed guard at the nightclub in Orlando, and it didn't do any good.
Well, he whatever. But we're talking about a situation where a guard, like his security bodies, like the CIA, whatever, FBI, if somebody tries to shoot him, they're going to jump in, right? If somebody had a gun, one of the securities, and if he would have been man enough to protect the people in the club, he would have shot him. Do you have a problem with that?
No, I see the logic in what you're saying.
So you don't have a problem with that?
Well...
No, be honest. If you're going to get shot,
absolutely.
And I come, and I'm a security guy, and I'm going to come and shoot the guy in the back of his head, do you have a problem with that?
No.
Thank you, sir.
I don't think anyone
Thank you,
would.
Sir. Okay, thank you, sir. So that's what we're talking about. When he, I think he kind of threw out that reporter from Mexico. I don't know his name.
I remember. Mm-hmm. And from Univision.
Then he called him in. He says, listen, I have a bigger heart than you do. And to me, he does. There's no individual, you can bring 1,000 George Washington, 1,000 of them, not one. They're not going to change a f***ing thing as far as the problems of the planet are concerned, okay? That's what it's all about. I think that deep inside, that's what I believe in my thoughts and in my soul, if you will. I believe that he wants to protect the Constitution that was given to us back then. He's aware of all these other nonsense that's going around the world, okay? For the most part, he wants to make the American people, those that are American, those that are on the right side of the American society, not the ones that they went to the Civil War, okay? Not the ones that, you know, they were separated and they're still living among us, okay? He wants to protect the people that they really, truly love, the United States Constitution.
10 seconds on Hillary.
I love her, but she just doesn't do it to me anymore. Maybe 15 years ago, you know, I don't know. I love her. She's incredible. I also like Bill. He was a great guy. But I don't know. I have made bets that she's not going to go to the White House. And I will keep that until the election. You know.
Thanks for your time, man. Interesting thoughts.
Absolutely.
Here's my card.
Oh, you gave me.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Great. Have a good night.
So it really matters that Donald Trump says things that go against our deepest held values. It matters when he says he'll order our military to murder the families of suspected terrorists. During the raid to kill bin Laden, when every second counted, our SEALs took the time to move the women and children in the compound to safety. Donald Trump may not get it, but that's what honor looks like.
Turn off your mind, relax, and float downstream.
The Beatles' Love.
It is not dying.
2006, that's it for me.
It's not dying.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org, the 50,000-watt flamethrower. On the Hudson Clay, pigeon with you, slightly overcast in Jersey City, heading for an overnight low, I don't know, somewhere down in the low 70s. It looks like a nice weekend up ahead, though, with daytime highs in the low 80s and plenty of sunshine. Listen to Ringo, listen to Ringo. Boom, shalaka, laka, boom. Boom, shalaka, laka, boom, a little louder. Boom, shalaka, laka, boom. Boom, shalaka, laka, a little louder. I'm so glad you guys are with me. Stay tuned for the TNP, the Thursday Night Package on FMU. You're the greatest listeners in the world. I love the comments. Email me, for God's sake, Dusty, at WFMU.org. Tell me what to do. I'm rudderless, just heading for the rocks. Woo! But it sure feels good. The marble. The adrenaline of danger and uncertainty. The power of love and a good woman. Kirsten, I love you, baby. Here's a kiss from me to you. Hey, to the whole wide world, my arms are outstretched. Hug me, baby. Hug me now. Hug my neck. Oh, yeah. See you next week. Always remember, love ya. I'm gone.
My name is Trofim Denisevich Lysenko. My name is Trofim Denisevich Lysenko. My name is Trofim Denisevich Lysenko. Will the real Trofim Denisevich Lysenko please stand up? Oh, brother. Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Join me now, won't you? You know what? I hate to ask this, but you got here a little early, and I'm not quite ready yet. Do you mind helping me set up and prepare for your own arrival? I want to have things looking nice. Could you help me just clean up a little bit and get things nice so that when you do come, everything is set? Oh, what a good friend you are. Thank you. Could you wipe off that tablecloth? Well, hello, friends. I'm just whittling here. Whittle comes from an old English word meaning to sell the ends of wheat to be made into a small candle-holding cloth. How that came to mean making a medium-sized piece of wood into a smaller, useless-sized piece of wood, I don't know, but I'm whittling today. What are you making, Hardy? You making a toothpick? No, I'm carving the king for my Merv Griffin chess set. Say, oh, you're carving Merv Griffin? No, he's the white king. Zsa Zsa Gabor is the white queen. And I'm making the black king and queen, and that's David Brenner and Toadie Fields. So I'm working on that. I don't know who the others are going to be. I'm thinking that Mrs. Miller is the white bishop. So I don't understand what you're talking about, all that old-timey stuff. You're talking about old man things. Oh, I'm so sorry. It's not that I'm old. I am. But a lot of it is because I time travel, and I forget when I am sometimes. The funny thing is I'm not really old. I haven't even been born yet. When you think about it, I'm born in the future. So that makes you no more, don't you, so sophisticated and everything? No, think about it. If I'm born in the future, I'm just a tiny little baby. I haven't even been thought about yet. Well, I've been thought about because you know me now. Oh, time travel, it's very confusing. But I'm like a little sub-baby, a little zygote, holding an even tinier little baby doll that's the size of a water bear to comfort me. Oh, my friends, I hope I'm of some small comfort to you, like some piece of cloth that you can chew on if you're nervous. I'm just here visiting with you. I'm so glad that you could come. Should I tell you something that you don't have to be an old person to understand? All right, I'll tell you a story. The preacher looked out from the pulpit at the assembled congregation before him, and he asked this question: how big is your we? Some of us, our we is the size of our family. We, the whites. For some of us, our we is the size of our community. We, our neighborhood. We, the people. Sometimes our we is the size of a whole country. We. How big is our we? Now, you may ask yourself this, too. Is my we inviting? Does my we include others? I say, yes, I want it to, but, oh, you all have a but, and all your buts are different. But it's up to you to explore your but. Say, what is keeping me from doing? What is keeping me from taking I will do to I do do? Now you say, oh, now, come on, what are you talking about? I should point out the point of this story is do not hire an 11-year-old to be your preacher because, you know, they will get their own agenda. So, well, it sounds like adult preaching, yes, but they were their own tastes and everything. Now, this was a trend for a while, you know, and back in the day, there were child preachers like Marjo Gortner. I think even Sam Kinison, the late comedian, was one, a child preacher. And they have those some in some Christian traditions. A little kid goes up there at age five. It'd be funny if like a little five-year-old rabbi doing that. I'm not going to do an impression. That's for you to do. I'm giving that's a gift to you. Oh, bless you. You can take that to your improv class. Everybody has to be in one. We are all in a giant improv class, and it's called Your Dang Old Life. Where you have to go and you have to make up something to say. Somebody says something to you, and you think, should I continue the story? Or should I just change gears and say something crazy? Maybe I should just start tap dancing. I feel that way in just general conversation. What is my role? At the beginning of any improv class, they'll say, all right, these are two psychologists, and they're stranded on a raft on a sea of lava. In five, four, three. Now, I must have dozed off during that part, because I don't remember hearing the part that I'm supposed to play. So, when the action starts, and the fella says to me, so, do you want a cup of coffee? I look at him, terrified. I don't know what I'm supposed to say. Then I look out at the audience, and I give a scared, terrifying glance to them, and they look at me with anticipation, ready to laugh. But then, as time drags on, they're getting a little anxious. Is he going to say anything? What's he going to say? The fellow on the stage with me says, would you like a cup of coffee? Prompting me again, this time with a look in his eye of concern, of anxiousness. What are you going to say? What are you going to improvise? I look at the audience once more. I look back to him, and then I say, okay. Okay, that's all I can come up with.
Okay.
I feel like when I have the attention of everyone, all I'm saying is okay. When I have everybody's attention, when it's time to showcase my talents, when it's time to share my imagination, I freeze because I fear judgment. And why do I fear judgment? Because judges are so scary in the movies. Sitting up so high like that with a hammer.